You're on Sunday night on ABC Radio around Australia and via the web to the world. John Cleary with you. Bushfires sweeping across Victoria continue to be of concern tonight. And one of those who's been on fire watch active in the Whittlesea area is Major Doug Thomas of the Salvation Army. Doug Thomas, welcome to Sunday night.
Thanks, John. Good evening, everyone.
Doug, how did you get involved? Did somebody just ring you up and say, get out here? Did the Salvos have a disaster plan in this sort of situation?
We have a number of chaplains who are on call and available to our emergency services team as required. And we heard rumours that there was quite a number of people had been fatally injured in this fire. And whilst that hadn't been released publicly, we heard the word that we needed to get some chaplains onto the field.
And what have you been doing throughout the day?
Been mingling with both people who are been affected by the fire directly and also with the firefighters and other emergency services teams, so St John Ambulances guys, the Victorian Ambulance Service and anyone else that's around, police. So we just make ourselves available to people as they come in and let them tell their story.
And this, you could be dealing from any one moment with somebody who's been affected by the disaster, either through loss of home or loss of family, or you could be dealing with a member of the emergency services, a policeman or a fireman who's been in a difficult situation.
Yep, and sometimes as people are not knowing what's happening, they've lost contact with their family member, or they've been forced to evacuate and then haven't been able to get any access back into the area in which they've been living.
So what do you do in that circumstance? If somebody comes to you and say, I can't get in contact with my family?
Sometimes there are practical things you can do. Sometimes there's really nothing you can do practically but to let the person express their feelings and to try and verbalise what might be just raw emotion for them, and to try so they shape it into something which they can use in their future thinking and planning and building some hopes again.
That initial contact with people, it's got to prove pretty draining on yourself. I can imagine doing it for two or three people. How do you prevent sort of, I guess, withdrawing into a shell and regarding just one event as one in a series? How do you retain the empathy?
Look, it is work. There's no question of that. And you need to have a good support system surrounding you so that it doesn't just build up and accumulate, and otherwise you really face the risk of compassion burnout.
What's been the worst and what's been the most difficult for you today?
The most difficult is hearing about people that almost they're watching for the police cars to come in to see if any new bodies have been found, and because they've lost contact with their loved one, fairly confident, if that's not really the right word, but fairly sure the person is dead, and they're just hoping that the police will be able to give closure by saying, yep, it's your relative, your family member, because they're just so desperate. That's awful to be in that situation.
The area in which you're working, out of Whittlesea, you're close up to the King Lake area where there has been such devastation today.
Yep.
The overwhelming size of the tragedy must be something that that is numbing more than anything
else. It is, yep, both in loss of life and also loss of property and some massive fire front. We are only working on one edge of it in many ways, but it's one of the main centres. So in Whittlesea, we've got the showgrounds as the staging point for the CFA crews, and last night also the medical centre, and then the community centre is where the people who are being evacuated are taken for registration with Red Cross and so on. And but today there's been almost as many people coming to provide some sort of assistance to people as there are have people coming in because of their loss and need. So there's been just a massive community response. People offering accommodation, people offering food, clothing, bikes, and just wanting to try and make a difference to the lives of those people that have lost everything.
Who coordinates that?
There's teams which I don't know about. I'm just really sort of a frontline worker, but there's a lot of coordination which goes on right throughout the course of the year, planning for such events as these possibilities.
The Salvation Army have been involved in these sorts of things on a number of occasions over the years. It's part of the mandate. But I understand that the Salvation Army suffered its own loss today.
Yes, we've lost a drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre a little bit out of Kilmore.
How many people were affected by that?
The residents and staff were all moved before the fire hit the area, but they lost their vehicles, they lost the buildings, they lost their medication, they lost everything there. So people escaped basically with their clothes. They were standing up in not much more than that.
Mm. It's something of an indication that the ramifications of an event such as this are not just on the personal lives, but they impact on even the capacity for provision of basic services, and that
yes.
erosion is going to go on for some time. This
will,
means
yes.
that organisations like the Salvation Army are going to be called on in those latter stages, in the follow-up, even more. The stresses continue for organisationally, I guess, for organisations like the Salvos.
Yes.
What do you do next? When do you come off duty, and how long have you been standing at the front, and where do you go now?
I first was called out about 9:30 last night and arrived a bit after 10 and stayed through till 8:30 this morning. Went home, had a kip and a meal and a shower and so on. Came back at 4 o'clock and have been on duty till now, and we'll go home and come back again at 7 in the morning.
Doug Thomas, we won't keep you any longer. Thanks so much for joining us on Sunday night.
Okay, John. Thanks very much.
All the best. Doug Thomas, Major Doug Thomas of the Salvation Army at Whittlesea.
Thank you, Major Doug Thomas. You're on Sunday night.